APA News, I'm Ben Thomas. Aviation experts say yesterday's crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan after it diverted from its course to the Russian city of Grozny was likely caused by Russian air defense fire. Alan Deal is a former U.S. Air Force investigator.
Going into Grozny, it was a drone attack either underway or in the previous hours. There was radar jamming, which made it difficult for the airline crew to land.
Russia's civil aviation authority suggested the pilots may have diverted after a bird strike, but Deal notes holes in the plane's tail section.
Extensive shrapnel damage, the physical evidence there at the Kazakhstan airport strongly suggests that this aircraft was hit by some kind of anti-aircraft weapon.
Ukraine and Russia have been trading strikes. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down 20 exploding drones, while 11 others failed to reach their targets after being jammed. Kyiv claims its drones hit a plant in Russia's southern Rostov region that produces propellant for ballistic missiles. In St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin again threatened to hit Ukraine with the new Ereshnik hypersonic ballistic missile. And in this country, a Christmas altercation at the Phoenix airport left two people injured by gunfire and another person stabbed. Haya Panjwani has a report.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Myra Reeson.
We're still combing through who and what everybody is. What I can say is that all five individuals that are involved in this incident are all known to each other. No community members or visitors were injured outside of this group individual.
Audio courtesy KNXV. After the gunfire, a man and woman were detained in a nearby parking garage. Police did not immediately release information on possible charges, but mentioned the group of people all knew each other and had a physical fight that led one of them to pull a gun. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. It was 20 years ago that a devastating tsunami struck a dozen countries ringing the Indian Ocean. Donna Warder on today's Remembrances.
In Indonesia's Banda Aceh province, hundreds of people gathered to pray at a mosque, remembering the massive Indian Ocean tsunami that was triggered by a 9.1 magnitude earthquake. Some 230,000 people across a dozen countries were killed. During today's commemoration, this man recited a poem saying, "A heartbreaking scream shook the sky, creating the most painful sorrow and misery." In Indonesia, more than 14,000 unidentified victims of the tsunami are buried in a mass grave. Even though 20 years have passed, the survivors are still grieving their loved ones lost to the giant wave. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.